Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
It's now time for a chat with Danny from Bar 74. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Right, anyway, should we just dive straight in, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, for those people that don't know, where is Bar 74 located?
Okay, so Bar 74 is at the bottom of Union Street.
That's so in Ryde, yeah?
In Ryde, yes, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
in Ryde,
maybe.
On the Isle of Wight, let's start with that bit. And it's quite far down on the left at the bottom of Union Street, yeah. And funnily enough, it's number 74.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, there you go, yes.
Because many years ago, it was the Bow Bars.
It was, and that has a huge history.
I know. I used to drink in there many years ago, but that's a different time for a
Yeah, not that kind of history.
Not that kind of history. It's not always necessarily radio-friendly anyway. Anyway, so you run a bar on Union Street in Ryde. What kind of entertainment do you have down at the bar?
Okay, so my partner and I are currently taking over at the moment.
Right, okay.
So we wanted to keep it to the kind of bar that it was originally, which was very much community-based, open to everybody, and the entertainment kind of varies from burlesque, cabaret.
Right, okay.
We're reintroducing band nights.
Oh, right.
And DJs.
Okay.
Yes, which we will speak about, I'm sure.
Maybe, you never know.
You never know. And then also we want to make sure that we're open to all sorts of workshops. So we do craft workshops as well in the day. We do well-being. So we have Tai Chi. We have yoga.
Josh does yoga. Did you know
that? Yes. We had a quick chat before. We heard about the yoga.
Okay.
I'm going to try and drag him along to mine. Yeah. And then plans, hopefully, to really concentrate on being a venue for all sorts of different entertainment. So bringing whatever we can there, creating a studio for what I do, my classes, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
We'll cover that in a minute, yeah.
Yes. And then keep going with sound baths and things like that. So bringing lots of different types of well-being in the day, hopefully creating a cafe at the front.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Yeah.
Sounds like you've got a lot of work on your hands.
Yes. Yes, we do. And it's kind of linking the two things that I do together. And yeah, it's a very old building.
It
needs a lot of help.
There's a lot of history in that block there.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
Yeah, there's whole Beatles history and everything in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was owned originally as the Bow Bars. It was owned by Paul McCartney's cousin.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, my goodness. So
no, I didn't know that. I know the Beatles have a lot of history on the island because they played at the Winter Gardens many, many years ago.
Yes.
But you didn't know that one. There's another bit of trivia for you, Josh.
Okay, well, let's give you more trivia then. So you know, before, I think they were the Nurk twins, John and Paul, before?
I believe so, yeah.
So when they were that, Paul McCartney's cousin owned the bar, and A Ticket to Ryde is partly written about coming to that
Ryde.
Bar
yeah.
to visit, and they used to work there in the summer.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that Ticket to Ryde was based about Paul and John coming to the island, but I didn't realise it was actually a connection to the bar that you own.
I know.
That's
How crazy
amazing.
Is that? I know. So something has to go up somewhere. I don't know if we can do a whole blue plaque thing or something. I don't know how that works, but
I don't know.
But I think
if not, paint a mural of the Beatles on the wall or something.
Something in this day and age, something that you can take a selfie with and go, I was here.
Yeah, that's incredible. I did not know that.
Which is why we want to then also bring back the band. So we're really, really keen on bringing all sorts of different type of music, but also up-and-coming music. We've got such a rich kind of pot of young people coming up and young bands. So.
Oh, yeah, the wealth of talent on the island is incredible.
Yeah, so we are totally open to... we already hire out as a venue, so if anyone ever wants to come and try out a band, or we have open mic nights, but we can create all sorts of things. We're totally up for creating anything that anyone wants to do, really, so...
Okay, well, that's cool. What we'll do, we'll leave it there for the moment as we've got to have a break. We are still chatting with Danny from Bar 74. Whilst we were leading up to you coming into the studio, we spoke briefly about this well-being class that you do called the Firebird Project, is it?
Yes.
Can you tell us and the listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Firebird, this is kind of how I got into the bar, actually. So I was doing classes there already. And the idea behind Firebird is that it represents the phoenix, you know, from the ashes. Of,
rising from the ashes, yeah.
When everything kind of goes wrong and you're at rock bottom or whatever, then there's always hope. And you can do it as many times as you need to. So I've always danced. I've always moved in various ways. she says various ways. And then I trained in lockdown, before lockdown and during lockdown, in dance of awareness and body listening.
So oh, right.
Those are the
okay.
two things I kind of concentrated on. I was already teaching salsa.
Right.
Which I really love. I teach beginners at the bar. There you go, little plug. And I wanted to create something that anybody could do. So whether you've got two left feet, whether right. you struggle with dancing, whether you can't even pick up a rhythm, to me, if you can move any part of your body, even seated, then you can dance. We're all born with this ability to be able to move and dance in some way. And we just kind of lose it. So I wanted to link well-being with movement and put some dance into it. So I created two different things. One is called Release and one is called the Sunshine Sessions.
Right, okay.
So Release is very much a mindful journey to begin with, going into body movement, mainly seated on the floor. You could, or people can be on a chair, it doesn't matter. I've had people with very limited mobility doing classes with me. And we start off with a fire burning. So we basically, you bring all your worries and all your fears, any anxiety, whatever, to the room. And then you actually physically write it down, you burn it, you let it go. And then we work on letting go of that in your mind. So we do a little bit of visualization, a little bit of meditation, grounding. I know we spoke a little bit earlier about grounding, yeah.
That's the process, for those people that don't know, is you literally take your shoes and your socks off and you stand on the grass or the dirt or the mud and you ground yourself with nature and Mother Earth.
Absolutely.
And it grounds you and gives you back a, am I right in saying, a sense of well-being and...
Yeah, absolutely. You draw energy through the earth. Yeah.
I was trying to look for the right words, but my brain just went, nope.
My brain quite often just goes, nope.
No, not in this interview.
Yes, not today. Similarly in this, so you're seated, so you're really grounding yourself. I always politely say to people, pull out the padding on your behind and just actually really get your sitting bones down on the ground. And then the visualization is very much about imagining your spine kind of growing through the ground, through the earth. It sounds really kind of hippie, but when you start to do it and then anchor it right in the center of the earth, so you're really super, super grounded, you're not going anywhere. And then everything that you've written down, brought to mind, and then we search it out around a little bit inside your head, and just everyone at their own pace, and just let that literally travel down right into the center of the earth and just release it. That's the whole thing, release. You just release everything. Yeah. Anything that doesn't serve you, anything you don't need anymore, just release it. And hopefully then that creates space in the body, which we then fill up with positivity. We do a visualization with sunshine or sunlight or liquid sunshine, whatever people want to imagine. And then you fill that up until you feel that you're warm and your body's literally glowing. And then from that point, we then start to search around in the body for all the tension that we're holding, because you hold a lot of your tension in, most people know, you know, like in your neck and your shoulders.
Yeah.
People don't realize so much that you also hold it in your hips, but you can hold tension anywhere in your body and not even realize. So then to actually go through the body and do the same thing and let all that go and right into the center of the earth again. And then the key is to release the anchor and leave it all there so you feel lighter. And then we work on moving the body. How this is where the body listening comes in. So you move various parts of your body from your head all the way down to your feet, and you move it in a way that feels comfortable for you.
Right, okay.
So it's very much in tune with how you're feeling at the time. That the aim is to actually, it's part yoga based. So a lot of the stretches are yoga based, but it's designed for people to come out of that session feeling lighter, less anxious, have some tools to ground themselves when they need it so that they can take that forward in life. And quite often, a lot of people are quite sleepy when they finish doing it. So we always take a moment to kind of just take a moment, chill, make sure people drink some water.
Yeah, I have a very... I do acupuncture myself because I've got a number of medical issues. And I do acupuncture sessions, so I can completely relate to the situation. It's almost like a spiritual moment once you've completed your session. Mm-hmm. It's very much being like, wow, I didn't realise I could be this awake. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're emotionally drained. It's a really hard experience to explain unless you've actually done it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I think also, I mean, I'm really, I find it great in my classes when people yawn. Some people think, oh, they're finding it really boring, or am I really that dull? But actually, just yawning in itself is a release.
Yeah, yeah.
So if someone yawns in the middle of, I mean, I get people yawning, crying, yeah, just kind of making various noises, whatever. Sounds a bit like a zoo, but it's not.
I promise, she says, it's not a zoo.
It's not a zoo. But yeah, it's a lovely journey to be able to take people on. It's much more practical than it sounds. And just to be able to give people that ability to come into a room. Sometimes they don't even know that they're feeling anxious or stressed, or but once I start to say to people, you know, even a conversation that you've had, or if you encountered something on the way here and something was triggered in you by a really ridiculous driver or something like that, then recognize that and let it go, because maybe that's something more within you than it is with them. And just be aware of if there's any unfinished conversations that you've had or conversations that you haven't managed to have. And when we burn the things that they write down, what I encourage people to do is have an intention behind then what they're going to change about it. So
you're not
just burning things, you're actually setting an intention or an action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if that action is just to let it go.
Okay.
Because there's something that you sometimes you can't address it. You can't.
No, you, like, say if you've got an issue with, say, unfortunately, someone who's passed away and you want to have a conversation with them, mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I can see where it's coming from. That's really good.
Yeah. And it's kind of just pulling at all the different things I've done in my life and all of the different things that I've heard and learned. And I'm still learning. It's this is something that will grow. It will always evolve. It will always change.
Right. Okay. So, I think it's time for some more music. We better have a break. Right, so during the break, we're talking a little bit about sunshine sessions. Do you want to quickly tell us what that's about?
Yeah, super quickly. So basically, sunshine sessions is like dancing in your kitchen like nobody is watching.
Right.
And it's just designed for people who, like I said before, have two left feet, can't think they haven't got a rhythm. So we basically are in a room where we all move around each other. We go through chill, groove, energy, all different states and genres of music. So we do throwbacks, we do modern tracks, all sorts of different things to suit all sorts of tastes. And I don't just dump people in a room and go, right, move however you want. But you can move in at your own pace, move exactly how you want to move. And I will give each track 3 different moves, and then we develop them as we go along. And you, by the time you've done the hour, you will have moved every single part of your body, but not even realised it because you're having
fun.
Wow, that's great. It's great.
That sounds like an amazing sense of well-being.
Yeah.
Right, so to sum up then.
Yes.
Where is Bar 74?
Bar 74 is on the Isle of Wight, funny enough, in Ryde.
Okay.
At the bottom of Union Street.
So it's that's
number 74 on the left-hand side.
Right. And do you have a website or any social media links?
Social media links, yes. Website is coming.
But if you typed into like a a search engine on a social media site.
Yeah, so if you Facebook, Instagram, so look
all the normal ones.
Yeah, Bar 74 Ride. We have a Google something or other. I don't even know what that is. A business Google something. So if you type it in, it will come up.
But you can be found on various social media platforms. That's not a problem.
And also for Firebird. So the best one for Firebird would be I have a Facebook profile, which is Danny Johnson in brackets Firebird.
Right, okay. And if the people want to come and see live music and such, when is the bar open?
So the bar open is random times at the moment, but we are open every evening, late afternoon and evening, except Mondays, Wednesdays at the moment, because Ride is quiet, we're not open so much.
That's fair enough.
But we have Lindy Hop on Tuesdays, we have Salsa on Thursdays, and then Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday evenings, we are open from about 6. And then we do Sunday afternoon club from about 3:30
about
8, which is basically things like drink and draw. We're going to bring some music in. People can come and play board games, whatever they want to do. They can chill.
Okay,
that's great. We're developing that at the moment. So.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.